the winning score.
Tommy Canavan.
Errigal that's going to be going through to the next stage of Ulster, and they've had three unanswered scores here in the closing minute. Tommy Canavan, two from Ben McDonald, and Errigal are going to snatch this one as they lead 12 points to 10.
Yeah, Errigal showing huge composure in the last few minutes. Game was there for St. Junas to win. Bad turnover here at one stage in the second half. Oisin basically lost it for them, but you have to give great credit to Errigal. Dug it out in the end. Unions will look back on this with a lot of disappointment, a lot of regrets. It was a game that was there to be won for them and just didn't do enough to get over the line. They actually had enough done, but they self-imploded, if anything, Oisin.
Yeah, it was all about Errigal in those closing minutes, and the Tyrone champions are going through to play Carrigan now in the next stage of the Ulster Senior Club Championship. And whatever it is about St. Unions and Ulster, they find it difficult to get through the rounds, and that's the case today as well. But listen, Brendan, this was a game that they were leading with, what, 28 minutes on the clock in the second half. Conor O'Donnell Jr. knocked over that 45 to put them a point ahead. Before that, they were leading by 2 points as well. It was very much in their hands to win this tie, but it was Errigal who pushed and pushed in those closing stages and had three unanswered scores in the space of less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think St. Junan's actually led 30 seconds into the three minutes of injury time, and a couple of bad turnovers then when, you know, okay, they got the first point, Junan's were going to get the winner, turned the burn over badly, and they were punished accordingly at the other end of the field by Errigal Kieran. Junan's played really, really well at times. I thought they were sluggish enough at the start of the game, Oisin, but once they got into the groove of the game, I thought they played some really good football, particularly in the second half. You know, you look at the performance of Shane O'Donnell, he doesn't deserve to be on a losing team today with that performance. I also want to give great mention to the two cornerbacks. I thought Aaron Deeney and Connor Morrison were superb, and the two Canavan lads did a brilliant job, because believe me, that's no mean feat to be able to hold them like they held them today. But in the end, at crucial moments, at clutch moments, St. Junan's weren't able to retain possession of the ball, turned it over, and as I said, they were punished accordingly by Errigal Kieran.
Yeah, so just on the two Canavans, they actually didn't score in the second half.
Yeah,
so
I thought the two lads did absolutely fantastic. I don't think any players anywhere would do any better than them.
Yeah, but you have to give credit to Errigal. They hung in there with St. Unans when they were sort of on the rack, and they had to come from behind, and whatever bit of magic they were able to find towards the end there, they were able to dig deep, so they were.
They were indeed, Jan. You have to give huge credit to them. You know, they stayed in the game when St. Junan's seemed to be all going St. Junan's way. Ben McDonald kicking three of the last 4 points, and then the older statesman, Tom Canavan, who came on sub, getting the real insurance point. But at that stage, I think it was gone. I think Errigal Kieran had it, because the ball had been turned over poorly by St. Junan's over the far side of the stand. They were looking to get that opportunity to level it up. There was a bit panic, a bit rushed, but I think Unions will look back on this and they'll have massive regrets, so they will, you know.
Yeah, we mentioned Shane O'Donnell there, who's probably the standout player for St. Unions. He kicked 4 points today in this game. One of them was sublime. It was the fourth point that he scored.
That's right, the last score he scored.
Yeah, the last one he scored was, if you actually see a replay of it, it was the point of the night. There's no doubt about it. But unfortunately for Shane, he is on the losing side, and St. Unions' hopes of progressing in Ulster, well, they've come crashing down today with Errigal hitting them for those three unanswered scores towards the end of the game. Pádraig Hulfordy is on reaction duty for us, so hopefully we'll get something from the St. Unions camp for you. That will be available on our website, and we will, of course, more reaction tomorrow on Sunday Sport. But it's been a difficult night for Donegal teams here, Brendan. Defeat for Termon and now defeat for St. Unions. Not the way that the Donegal champions were hoping. Not the night that the Donegal champions were hoping for. Both of them bowing out on the same occasion.
Absolutely, Oisin. And, you know, listen, it was always going to be a difficult assignment. So it was coming into, you know, coming away for a preliminary quarter final, you know, first round, coming up against, you know, two really good sides, and they just didn't do enough. Either St. Junan's or Termon didn't do enough on the evening to get the result required. Both of them put in very brave performances and can be happy, you know, from that perspective. But particularly, I think, St. Junan's. I think in the case of Termon, you know, I think just they just lacked that bit maybe of maturity as opposed to experience, Oisin, you know, as it came down the line. But then for St. Junan's, that game was there to be won tonight, and I think the lads will have huge regrets going down the road this evening. The game was there, they really seemed to be playing well in the second half, they were on it. Shane O'Donnell was inspirational at that time in the second half, as I say, the two boys at the back, but you also had Conor O'Donnell. I thought Niall O'Donnell played well when he came in the second half too, but you make mistakes, you make turnovers like they did here in front of us at this level, you're going to be punished. And that proved to be the case. Éirí Kilcheireann were good enough to get up the field and get the crucial scores, and it wasn't from a source that you would have thought likely before the game. You would have thought that if they were going to get them winning scores, it might have come from Rory or Darragh Canavan. It came from their midfielder Ben McDonald, who just seemed to be given the freedom of the park for the two or three of them scores. He was in so much space that he could have pitched a tent at Oisin, you know. So disappointing for St. Junan's, but listen, they're county champions. They go at it again next year. They take the learnings from it, and that's all you can do in occasions like this. You got to hold your head up.
Okay, just before we finish, we have to say well done to Niamh Padraic, Eisgeheen Muff, who are flying the flag for the men now in the Ulster Club Series football-wise. They, of course, took victory today at the O'Donnell Park, and congratulations as well to the Downings ladies, who have made it through to the ladies junior football final after their one as well over Owen Ruhr of Coleraine earlier this afternoon. So both those sides came through their respective games, but unfortunately there was defeat for Buncrana in the Junior Hurling Championship, Termin in the Intermediate Football, and here St. Union's tonight as well. Just looking ahead to tomorrow before we finish up, Maureen O'Donnell will have live updates from Virginia and Cavan. The Donegal Senior Football Champions, the Termin ladies, are in Cavan to take on Lurgan tomorrow as they look to book a place in the Senior Ladies Final. And we can't forget about the Burt Hurlers, who are in Down at Park Essler in Newry. They are playing Breda in the Ulster Intermediate Hurling Championship as well. And we will have live updates from both those games tomorrow morning. O'Donnell is going to be following Termin, and we've got Sean Casey from the Gaelic Life who will be watching the action for the Burt Hurlers tomorrow afternoon as well. So we're hoping that we can get maybe another couple of ones for Donegal sides tomorrow on the Ulster campaign.